I find there is no Sunday more challenging for me than Palm Sunday. When we cry Hosanna in one moment and crucify him in the next. When we praise him and call him king and then turn around and deny, betray, and abandon him. When the powers and principalities of this world with which we are entangled press down to destroy him and his kingdom. Palm Sunday lays bare the struggle of discipleship and the struggle of being church, that there is a disconnect between what we say we believe and how we live our lives as individuals and as a community, society. When we reflect on our history and our present lives, sometimes the disconnect is great. And sometimes it is small, but today, whatever its size, it is in our face. But this discomfort is actually a gift. This heightened awareness that something, that many things are wrong, that we're missing the mark, not getting it right, that we long for a different outcome, this is a gift. It is the gift of God's grace stirring within us, already moving us toward greater faithfulness and greater friendship with God. Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, friend of the blind and the lame, friend of everyone and anyone who might welcome God's undying love for this world, including us. Now, the danger of Palm Sunday, at least maybe for me, is to experience and get stuck in the guilt and shame and despair, which is not the good news of Jesus Christ. The opportunity of Palm Sunday and of all of Holy Week is a closer walk and a deeper friendship with Jesus, trading the role of Pilate for the role of Simon of Cyrene, trading the role of the running and hiding disciples for the role of the women disciples standing near the cross. Fourth century St. Gregory of Nyssa said, "This is true perfection, not to avoid a wicked life because we fear punishment like slaves, not to do good because we expect repayment, but that we regard falling from God's friendship as the only thing dreadful, and we consider becoming God's friend the only thing worthwhile." On Ash Wednesday, with permission from the artist Candy Chang, we put up an interactive art installation on Texas Avenue. Perhaps you've seen it. It's called Before I Die. Ms. Chang created the first one in New Orleans many years ago in response to the death of a loved one. Since then, there have been Before I Die walls all over the world, and now on Texas Avenue. It will come down tonight, and I will miss my almost daily exercise of reading all that is written on that wall, from the silliest to the poignant, but especially the poignant ones. Before I die, I want to be forgiven by her. Before I die, I want to apologize. Before I die, I want to live God's dream for me. Take a moment this morning to walk along Texas Avenue and write your own intention. And my prayer for you and for me, for all of us, is that among all the things that we hope for, that before we die, that we will truly have become God's friend. Amen.